chronfused@gmail.com. That's chronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words. Hi, hello, how are you? I'm swell. Who am I? Me, JB, aka Julie B, aka Cron Fused, aka Puff Puff Pass the Magic Wizard, and here I am today to make a confession. That's right. I am not a full-time artist. I've tried as I might, but you know what? I love little treats too much. I love a vacation, even though I haven't been on one in 5 years. But, you know, I love stability most of all. And also, I'm a tradesperson, and I happen to really love my trade, which is baking. And I've gotten the wonderful luck of getting to be more involved in that trade in the last year, rather than kind of like once or then like several times removed from what I actually love to do. So now I'm quite blessed to have part-time work in a kitchen and also part-time work being a professional weirdo, which is the capacity I come into you now. Except, you know, it's volunteer, but you do what you love and you work at it, and that's what matters. Why am I talking about all this being of service and servitude? Well, because today we have a service person's playlist. We have one from the front lines of hospitality. We have Ness Nost bringing us a peek into her single, The Regular, and a playlist to go right along with it. It's got a lot of fun grooves. We go a lot of places. And we're going to start off with a bit of a nerdy one, I guess, like nerdy, twangy, folksy fabulousness. It is opening up from The Waitress, the Broadway musical, original cast recording. If you know me, you know I love a musical. You know I've seen only like one actual professional musical because I'm from a small isolated town. Shout out Yellowknife. But nonetheless, PBS and YouTube have been my solace, and as such, I've kind of kept abreast with as much musicalness as my self-judgment will allow. And The Waitress, I haven't delved too much into because it's not super my style, but the contents, the, you know, taking Broadway by storm, and just the real, again, hospitality service industry vibes, I can totally get behind. So we're opening the playlist today with Opening Up, fittingly enough. After that, we have Lila Bialy and The Baker's Daughter. Similar to this song we have coming up by Nest Nost, The Baker's Daughter is kind of autobiographical, also kind of has a nod to what is considered women's work, the dichotomy and sort of dynamic of caregiving, of going out on your own, maybe against the grain, maybe not really having a roadmap, but still needing to do it anyway. Excellent tune from an excellent human, another fellow radio host. This one much more talented in the realm of jazz instruments and compositions. So definitely check her out if you like any of those things. After that, we've got The Waitresses. Not real one-hit wonders, as you may think. In fact, at minimum two-hit wonders. They've got the Christmas classic Unwrapping, and then they also have I Know What Boys Like. You know that one song, I Know What Boys Like. I know you know it. After that, we have Excellent by Princess Nokia, followed by Chanel Pitt by Tierra Whack. And these songs may seem out of place on this playlist, but I tell you, they are there quite on purpose. Excellent mentions chefing in the kitchen, not needing a cookbook. As a kitchen person, it really does hype you up. It does make you feel like, you know, you're ready to get shit done. You get through the list, the whiteouts, the chits, whatever it is. But I will say, I know she's not actually talking about cooking, so please don't at me. After that, like I mentioned, we have Chanel Pitt by Tierra Whack. The song, again, not directly about servitude or food or anything like that. Like maybe I should have played another one of her songs that actually is named after a food. Peppers and Onions, I think she's got a song called. Anyhow, but it does, to me, strike as someone who is working for themselves, going against the grain, and not needing permission to work hard and to make the decisions of where their energy is best spent. After that, if you're familiar with this show, if you've listened before, very good chance you've heard the next song. It's F.A. Anthem by Clea Anais. And goodness, it's a good one. Because, you know, flight attendants, what are they if not wait staff of the sky, except with much higher stakes, it feels like, right? Am I right? A lot more going on. And then after that, we'll hear the woman of the hour herself, Nest Nost, talk about the titular track, The Regular, from her newest, it's her newest single release, and we'll talk about some more songs after that. Maybe I'll do a song. Maybe you'll hear an ad. Maybe I'll stop talking and we'll finally get to listen to music. What kind of music? Opening Up from Waitress and their original cast recording. Thank you so much for listening. It's gonna get fun here on CITR Discorder Radio.
Jenna!
Blueberry bacon.
Deep shit.
Yeah, dish. Deep dish. Sorry, cow.
Oh, girl.
The day starts like the rest we've seen. Another carbon copy of an old routine.
Days keep coming.
One out, one in. They keep coming.
Make that coffee strong enough to chew.
I don't know what I wish I had, but there's no time now for thinking things like that. We got too much to do.
Too much to do. All these things.
We're always opening up, letting it.
As you walk the great unknown. in that kitchen. I don't need no cook. You know I like to cook.
Yeah,
chef in that kitchen. I don't need no cook. You know I like to cook. Chef in that kitchen. I don't need no cook.
Yeah,
cook. You know I like to cook. Let's chef in that kitchen. I don't need no cookbook.
Go ahead, bitch, go do your thing. You're perfect in every way. You move past when others say. You make moves and play this game. Miss D, I'm a ready queen. I put that on everything. My mama, she raised me good. I'm chic, but I'm always hood. My manners impeccable. I'm always respectable. There's eloquence in my speech. I practice but never preach. My name is Miss Destiny. I go hard in everything. I bring out the best in me. And do what is best for me. I'm excellent, my melanin heaven sent. Hey. Got all of my haters bent, they gagging, I'm still content.
Cook, cook, you know I like to cook. Chefing in that kitchen, I don't need no cookbook.
Yeah.
Cook, cook, you know I like to cook. Chefing in that kitchen, I don't need no cookbook. Cook, cook, you know I like to cook. Chefing in that kitchen, I don't need no cookbook.
Yeah.
Cook. You know I like to cook. Let's chef it in that kitchen. I don't need no cookbook.
Mm-hmm. Watch me smell like Chanel. Mm. Yes, Microsoft, I'm an Excel. Mm. Mm-hmm. 9, 10, 11, fuck 12. Mm. Yes, your house looking like a motel. Yes. Play fair, well. Mm-hmm. I don't like to show you my tail. Yes. What is that shit I smell? Me. Mm-hmm. I am that shit you smell. Yes. Mosh pit smelling like Chanel. Microsoft, I'm an XL. 9, 10, 11, fuck 12. House looking like a motel. I don't play farewell. I don't like to show you my tail. What is that shit I smell? I am that shit you smell.
Because I got like they don't see you. But deep down, I really want to be you. Turn this whole to Resident Evil. Rockin' out release from needles. Pull up in a Bentley truck. You pull up in a little ass Beetle. Yeah, I like to drive so fast. Feelin' like the homie Vin Diesel. Look, Rick always taking out the trash. Download the app and send the cash. I don't like to split shit in half. Bitch, I need it all, else I'm mad. Arm and a leg for this bag. And I got a bag in a bag. And another bag inside my bag. That's what's in my bag, it's just a bag. Oh,
mm-hmm. Watch me smell like Chanel. Mm. Yes, Microsoft, I'm an Excel. Mm. Mm. 9, 10, 11, fuck 12. Mm. Yes, your house looking like a motel. Yes. I don't play fair, well. Mm-hmm. I don't like to show you my tail. Yes. What is that shit I smell? Me. Mm-hmm. I am that shit you smell. Yes. My shit is smelling like Chanel. Microsoft, I'm an XL. 9, 10, 11, fuck 12. House looking like a motel. I don't play farewell. I don't like to show you my tail. What is that shit I smell? I am that shit you smell.
Niggas acting like they don't see you. But deep down, I really wanna be you. Turn this whole to Resident Evil. Rockin' out release from needles. Pull up in a Bentley truck. You pull up in a little ass Beetle. Yeah, I like to drive so fast. Feelin' like the homie Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm. Mosh pit smelling like Chanel. Mm. Yes, Microsoft, I'm an Excel. Mm. Mm. 9, 10, 11, fuck 12. Mm. Yes, your house looking like a motel. Yes. I don't play fair, well. Mm-hmm. I don't like to show you my tail. Yes. What is that shit I smell? Me. Mm-hmm. I am that shit you smell. Yes.
To the bathroom stall, it's the square who threw a shade as they pass our way. We've got colors on display, and we ain't ashamed. We know this is a game, yeah, and we know how to play. We work it, yeah, we work it. 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 Cause the dip ain't all that we live for. So much more happens once we shut that door. It's the naughty ones that grovel, they need some. It don't work that way. If you're nice, you can stay. We work it, yeah, we work it. We work it.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey, hi, hello, welcome back. It is me, Julie B., aka Cronfused, aka Silly Vanilli, and I am here to commiserate with all you hospitality workers and to exalt our new bard, Ness Nost, as she sings us some tunes that we needed for us, by us. As a former service worker, you'll hear her story coming up next. And then it'll take us into the more chill part of our playlist. We just made it through the rush. The shift is over. Let's commiserate with our cohorts and colleagues and the real ones, you know, the regulars we are happy to see. After we have the woman herself telling us about the regular, we'll have Jean Knight and her classic Mr. Big Stuff. A fantastic call out to all the people who think that we owe them shit because they have more than us, you know? After that, we have What the Girl Motherfucking Wanna Do, which is by The Coop featuring Janelle Monáe. The Coop is, I believe, Boots Riley in musical form, not in dramatic cinematic form. Although I found out about Boots Riley's cinema career afterwards when I found out The Coop had done the soundtrack for Sorry to Bother You. That's when I found out that The Coop was actually Boots Riley and this was his film, and he kind of is one of those multi-hyphenates where whatever art he's making is just kind of an extension of his milieu and vision, and I really, really like that. And again, if you've listened to this show at all, you'll know that I am a huge, ginormous Janelle Monáe fan. Love them to bits. I don't think they released anything that I don't like, truly. After that, we've got Otis Redding's Cigarettes and Coffee, a classic song that you could sing to a diner patron, about a diner patron, as diner patrons, alone in your home, away from a restaurant at all, you know, just kind of fits the vibe all in all, I think. After that, we've got Pawn Shop by Kara Jackson, another kind of place where hospitality and service reign supreme, customer service and sales, and another place where lots of the world intersects. And then after that, we have Man from the Magazine by Haim. We love Haim at the show. By we, I mean me and my Spotify algorithm. Excellent trio of sisters. This video is really the part for me that invokes the women in service theme of the day. It's filmed at a deli counter, and I believe the idea for this album is they wanted to do a deli tour, but then COVID hit, so they couldn't. And there's a kind of sarcastic shrugging off of stupid, shitty questions from the press to them as female musicians, women musicians, femme musicians. And that kind of dismissal is often what you see as industry, service industry workers, especially those in femmier bodies. So I'm not going to talk about that anymore. Let's hear Nest Noss talk about it, and then let's hear her new single, The Regular. Right? Let's do it here on Musish on 101.9 FM, CITR, Discord Radio.
Hey, this is Nest Nost, and we're going to talk about The Regular. The Regular is my most recent release off of my debut EP called Working Hours. It is the saga of a woman working in the service industry as a server in a restaurant, as a housekeeper, house cleaner, and it's autobiographical. I spent 11 years in the service industry, and I have seen and done a lot of strange things, including what The Regular explores, which is the relationship between server and customer, but more specifically between women who work in service and male customers. I have a lot of stories personally of strange, awkward, weird, difficult, dangerous encounters with men at work. Not only customers, but management. It's a highly unregulated workforce, I feel. I've worked in many, many, many different bars, restaurants, locations all over the country. So I feel confident in saying that it's kind of the same stuff happening everywhere. A lot of it is that women don't really have an HR group or system or organization to go to when there is sexual harassment, verbal harassment, or even just awkward encounters, being courted, being hit on at work. It comes down to, as a woman, having to decide, do I take all this BS or do I stand up for myself and turn this person down? But it ends up being the question of, well, this is between me getting tipped and me potentially not only not getting tipped on my service and therefore not being able to pay rent if you add up enough of these encounters, but also could be an altercation that leads to being harassed by this person, this individual. This just happens all the time. It is relentless, and I had to explore it in this song. So The Regular is the story of me, but it's the story of many women I know, and I'm hoping that this song creates a discourse, a discussion, just opens the door to have this conversation, because it needs to be had. We need to have better resources. We need to have harm reduction. But we also need men to check themselves and realize that you're in a place of work and the woman that you're hitting on is working. So would you hit on someone at a law firm? I don't think so. For some reason in the restaurant industry, people feel like you're not a human when you're working. You're up for grabs, quite literally, to some people. So I get pretty fired up on the subject. I just could talk for days about this. But that is the gist of The Regular. And all the songs on the EP chronicle a woman's life working in service in from different angles, from different positions in her story. So listen, and hopefully this sparks something within you. Thank you.
He comes in to pretend it makes him feel like less of a bad guy, less of a sad guy, less of a creep. She works every Sunday.
I want love in return.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm this is a lesson, Mr. Bixer, you haven't learned. Mr. Bixer, tell me,
who do you think you are, Mr. Bixer? You're never gonna get my love.
Satisfied, honey. I'm not a liquidated asset, I'm now. I don't wanna hear it is what it is, it was what it was. I don't wanna hear it is what it is, it was what it was. You don't know how it feels, you expect me to deal with it till I'm perfectly numb. But you don't know how it feels. I don't wanna hear it is what it is, it was what it was.